So Zach posted some stupid thing that says name a game, but replace one of the words with asshole.
Oh, I've got it.
Let's see if you got the same one I did. What do you have?
Secret of Assholes.
I put League of Assholes.
Oh, I like it.
Because that's pretty much what that fucking game is anyway.
No joke.
Wasn't that League of Extraordinary Assholes?
We love you, Zach.
It's great. It's just like, I was like, oh, that was the first game that came to mind. It's like,
Zach Barr, shout out.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That dude is metal as metal gets. He's actually going to be hitting up two of the Slayer stops.
Dude Chicago is so metal, he almost clanks whenever he falls over.
That's just almost. Because he's drinking all the time.
Absolutely.
That's not metal. That's glass.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Zach. We love you, buddy.
All right.
And if you think the rhythm guitarist of your favorite metal band is, in fact, a bumblebee, then you are ready for this episode of Discography Discussion. I am Joe. That is Dan. That is Jeff. Tonight, we're talking about Death Clock.
The greatest band in the world.
Is that a preview for this year, next year, or both?
I don't know, man. This is the best band I've ever heard. We could pretty much stop doing this show now.
We're not going to.
After talking about the greatness that is Death Clock.
Yeah, see, we're hitting the peak. Everything else from here on out is unfortunately going to be going downhill.
It really is. I mean, everything sucks cock in comparison to what this is.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Death Clock, most popular band in the world.
Of all time.
Of all time. They play death metal better than your favorite death metal band, and you know it's true.
Well, you do have the world's fastest guitarist, the world's greatest drummer, and the greatest vocalist of all time.
Literally the greatest vocalist I've ever heard in my life.
Are you saying that Nathan Explosion is better than Chuck Schuldiner?
Dude, 10 times is tough. Like, I mean, fucking Nathan Explosion is like a revelation to me for death metal in a way I can't even really describe. Chuck Schuldiner tried, but it was kind of like when John the Baptist paved the way for Jesus Christ is the relationship between Chuck Schuldiner and Nathan Explosion.
So how did you discover Death Clock then?
I heard Death Clock. They released a song that I took very personally. See, I have been to the water. I have lived there. I have died there. And now I live again. Because I'm infused with the fucking infectious metal of Death Clock. I'm a fan. A super fan. And I know that the band hates me. And that's what fuels my fandom. Do you understand what I'm saying, Joe? You haven't lived until you've experienced the greatness that is Death Clock.
Well, I have experienced that greatness. Out of all of the Bloody Lips I've had at live shows...
Where's your gill?
Four of them are from Andrew Schwab. The other seven are from William Murderface.
Murderface, Murderface, Murderface.
See, I think you guys are both wrong. The best part of this band, and I don't even think it's close, it's Pickles.
Pickles.
All... fucking day.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the moments where he gets the opportunity to sing, because I enjoy his melodic voice.
Yngwie can just quit right now. Pickles is it.
Yngwie is a guitarist. Pickles is a drummer.
That's why he should stop.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, that makes sense.
I give zero shits about that, okay?
All right, yeah.
Pickles is a backup vocalist? Amazing.
Well, he had a couple songs where he gets to take the front.
Pickles is what, like, Brandon Salaire, like, strives to be.
But before we get into the excellence that is Death Clock, I'm going to take the time to say thank you to everyone for listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening and for subscribing. If you are not a subscriber, you can find everything Discography Discussion at discussmetal.com. We are on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, so if you have an Amazon Echo or a Google Home, you have no excuse. Ask it to play the latest episode of Discography Discussion podcast, and it will. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter at Discuss Metal. Be sure to like, favorite, and subscribe. It really helps us out. It lets us know you're listening. And now Dan is going to tell us all about five-star reviews.
Five-star reviews? We need them. You guys have them. We need them.
We want them.
We want them. We love them. I would like to personally thank everybody that has rated the show so far. We're still at 5 stars on iTunes, or Apple Podcasts, rather. And thank you so much. You know, 5-star reviews are a way for our podcast to get more exposure. A lot of the times I get emails from people saying, hey, what can I do for you guys to get you more heard or to get you more more press? And the answer to that is leave us a review. A review is the best thing you can do for us. And we really appreciate it. And I actually have recently added functionality to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/discography discussion. You can go on our Facebook page and you can leave us a review right there on Facebook, and we really appreciate that.
One of the developments in 2018 is we did become members of the Amazon Affiliates Program, so if you would like to purchase any of these albums that we talk about in the episode today, number one, shame on you. You should already have these albums. Death Clock is amazing! But if you don't have them and you'd like to purchase them and you'd like to support our show, please use the Amazon affiliate links in the show notes below. It does not change the cost for you. In fact, it gives more of the profits to Death Clock. And we get a little kickback, and we appreciate your support. What's coming up on Patreon? Because I know we're working on something for all of our patrons.
So within the next month or so, we are going to actually have single reviews of albums. So we're going to sit down. It's going to be me, Jeff, and Joe, just like what you expect. If you can't get enough discography discussion, we're going to give you a little bit extra. If you give us a $1 is all it costs on Patreon, we will actually review an album independently of our regular show, and we'll give you the lowdown on what was great about that record. Doesn't necessarily have to be a band that only has one album, but every genre is up for grabs on this.
We are going to give some more time to the individual albums that need more attention.
Absolutely. We'll do like a track-by-track breakdown. Whatever you guys want, just let us know what you want. Like I said, $1 on Patreon will get you access to that hidden podcast, and we can't wait to roll that out for you guys.
Jeff, are you ready to go into the water?
I'm ready to go into the water.
Are you going to live there? Are you going to die there?
I'm going to be resurrected.
I already have.
Dan, tell me about Death Clock.
Death Clock is the most amazing fucking band you're ever going to hear in your life. Honestly, throw away those Slayer records. Throw away those Metallica records. Throw away those Testament records. Throw away those Pantera records. It doesn't matter. It's all over.
What about the Originators? What about Black Sabbath? Do I need to get rid of those too?
No, yeah, get rid of all of it.
This is too much, man. I don't know if I can handle this.
Death Clock is all you need. They're the definitive band in the metal genre. There's nobody that is better than Death Clock. There is nobody that even comes close to the greatness that is Death Clock. You need to get in tune with what Death Clock has going on, and you will be truly enlightened. The first thing I recommend is going to the water, living there, for roughly 20 to 27 minutes, in which case you will die there, only to be resurrected as a fan of the greatest metal band to ever walk the face of this earth.
We are going to dive into this discography. And we could only truly do it justice if we actually spent the rest of our lives talking about the first minute of Go Into the Water.
But we've got to get
through this. We have to get through this discography. We need to give to our fans the glory that is Death Clock. So let's get right into it. Death album number one. I say number one because there are three. As there should be. I think there should be more than three.
No, I disagree with that. All good things come in trilogies.
And this can't be the first entry in a grander trilogy by Death Clock?
Well, no, I don't know. I just look at it this way. You know, you look at Indiana Jones. What happens after the initial trilogy?
We get Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
We get shit. We had the original trilogy of Star Wars. Then we get Episode One. Shit. I mean, does anybody see a pattern here?
Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Then we get the Hobbit movie. Shit.
Total shit. It makes me feel like the general entertainers of our age don't care. But Death Clock.
They care.
They care. They don't give us shit. They give us greatness.
Well, they are greatness.
Always.
They do care about money.
Yeah, but that's fine. They deserve all the money they get because you can't record and expect anything other than
people throwing money at them.
Pure bliss. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but like I definitely took out a second mortgage on my house. and I emptied my 401k. I emptied all of my life savings, and I sent it to Death Clock. Because that's the caliber of musician I'm with. As long as I have Death Clock, I am sustained as a human being with gills. So let's break it down. Mermaider. The greatest song I've ever heard in my life.
It's a song about mermaid murder.
Right, but that's like a real issue.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about like straight up genocide.
See, I'm all about the hatred copter.
Well, like, okay, mermaid murder, right? As a lyrical subject, okay? Obama hid it from us. Trump's hiding it from us.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know who to trust, so I only trust Nathan Explosion. Because, I mean, you know, Nathan Explosion. What's the next election year? 2020?
Yes.
Okay, so...
You voting for him? Is he going to be your write-in?
I'm voting for Nathan 100% because he is able to enlighten me on the issue that is plaguing our human race, which is mermaid murder. You see, like, Death Clock isn't afraid to talk about things that other people are afraid to talk about. And mermaid murder is a huge issue. Because, like, okay, they can't get caught. There are no fingerprints deep underwater. Okay, so, like, as far as a citizen goes, that concerns me that if I'm murdered underwater by mermaids, they're never going to get caught. They're never going to be held accountable for their actions. Because, like, they've got their chains, check, axe, check, vengeance, check, chains, check. I mean, they're prepared to end my existence, and I'm not okay with that. And so I appreciate that Death Clock is laying it all out for us like that.
See, this is where it's important. You know, I need to do a much better job of paying attention to lyrics.
You do.
You know,
you're fucking blind, Jeff.
You're right. I lead with my heart and not my brain. And that's the reason why I just get the feeling from the music.
But they can touch you on a telepathic level. I mean, you can't listen to a song like Mermaider and expect to, like, not be afraid of going into the water. And that's where we have to live. And that's where we have to die. And that's why this problem of mermaid murder is such a big deal. Let's not talk about the, like, straight-up perfect musicianship associated with this song. Because if you didn't believe the lyrics, the music, you will believe.
This music is about as moving as it gets. I mean, you want to get going in the morning? You want to get going in the afternoon? You want to get going in the evening? It's Death Clock. I mean,
it makes
there's no other answer.
It makes Hanson sound like, I mean, it makes Death sound like Hanson, right?
What's your standout track then, Jeff?
Oh, I have to pick one?
See, I would have expected you to pick the Death Harmonic just for the sheer greatness that is the Death Clock Symphony.
Well, like, what about songs like Blood Recruited?
That's what I'm trying to get at. These songs are also epic, and they're also substantial. It's not fair to choose. Just like, I mean, that's what I'm saying about, like, it's like trying to... You're trying to choose one of your children, you know, to take out in the pasture and, you know, take care of business.
See, I don't know about that, Jeff. You know, at 5 o'clock in the morning when I'm getting up and trying to get going and I'm listening to the Duncan Hills coffee jingle, I am all about the coffee. It is getting me psyched up for even making coffee, much less consuming it.
I mean, we the people, we love coffee. So, like, that's the whole thing. Like, yeah, there's violence in the music, but there's violence in real life. Like, let's talk about the coffee jingle. Joe, I saw that live. I witnessed the unveiling of that amazing coffee jingle, okay? Which is why Duncan Hill's coffee is literally the greatest coffee that you could ever possibly drink. Yeah, it burns your throat a little bit, but get over it, you bitch. Okay, it is... Literally the get your ass up and get going. I had some friends at that show, okay? And this was the most brutal thing ever. And this is what made me love Death Clock even more than I loved them before. I had some friends named, like, Knob and Rick. And they got destroyed at this show. Like, the amplifiers. If you remember, the band was actually flown in by helicopter. Okay? And I watched this. I watched this greatest unfold. And Knob and Rick got fucking destroyed by those amplifiers. And God bless them, because they got to pass into the enlightenment of dying at a Death Clock show. And I, like, that's the ultimate sacrifice. Okay? So, like, yeah, I feel bad that they're dead and they're gone and they're mutilated and they're dead. I feel like they got to experience the greatness firsthand on a level that I'm never going to get to experience. And that makes me sad, Jeff.
There's always tomorrow, I guess. I don't know.
Well, there's always the second Death album. Because if you didn't think it could get any better...
Well, like, let's talk about the first one, though. Because the first album is, like, all we really needed. I mean... Birthday Death Day reminded me of my own mortality. It reminded me that, like, yeah, I have limited time and I'm running out of life. Like, literally, yeah, you could tell me happy birthday, but at the end, I'm gonna die. That's just what's gonna happen to me. So, like, you know, you didn't really need to think about that. Like, how important is your life in comparison to this band?
It isn't.
We should be offering ourselves up freely to what Death Clock has for us.
Have you not already?
I feel like I have, but I didn't die like Knob and Rick.
One day you'll have the opportunity.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I believe you guys.
I was going to say, one day you will get to meet that glorious end.
Okay.
And maybe when you do, it'll be a laser cannon death sentence. Death Album 2.
Oh, my God. Like, honestly, like, the Death Album was so fulfilling to me emotionally that I couldn't even, like, comprehend Death Album 2.
Yeah, it's like, the best way for me to explain it is, since I'm a Star Wars nerd, you watch the original Star Wars, which I guess everybody now calls A New Hope or Episode 4. Then you watch Empire, and you're like, holy shit. Hey, I thought my life was complete before, and no, it wasn't. I mean, that's exactly what Death Album 2 is. I mean, it's just...
The drums are faster, the guitars are more intense, the solos are just as fast, just as intricate. I mean, it's Squizgar. It is the fastest guitar in the world.
I thought Pickles was a god on the first album.
Listen to those fucking feet, man.
Dude, fastest feet. I mean, it's like... No, you know what? He's fucking faster than Hermes. If Hermes was playing, or Mercury, whatever the fuck you want to call him, was playing the drums, he would not be able to keep up. That's how fucking godlike Pickles is. It's just fucking awesome. I mean, what else can you say? Dan is so awestruck, he's at a loss for words.
I'm just speechless, guys. I can't... I feel like I'm not worthy. Have you guys ever felt like that listening to Death Clock?
Every time I put it on.
I just... Laser Cannon Death Sentence. I mean... That's where I'm headed with my unbelief. And, like, I'm gonna die... And then, like, Nathan Explosion is going to tamper with the evidence. You know, like, I can't handle that. This is otherworldly. Like, they've exceeded the earthly bounds of humanity. And they're more than people. They're gods. I read their lyrics to Death Support, and it says pull the plug 9 times. Which Chuck Schuldner tried to remind me of on the... On the iconic Death album, Leprosy, where he screamed that we should, in fact, pull the plug. But, like, you know, whenever he says, I drove my truck into a moving van, it was all filled up with jet fuel, and I crashed right in an explosion, and explosion, smashed through the window and ripped off my hands. That's how I feel right now. And I don't know how I can get past that, but Death Clock knows. They knew how I felt in advance. So now I'm, like, out of gas truck. And that sucks, but like I feel like the band has me covered, right?
See, I listen to this and I just wonder, how are they able to accelerate further?
Well, they can't.
Because they have from the first album. Everything is more intense. Even Nathan's vocals are like, they're up here. Like, I don't know what changed, but they're more intense. Have you heard The Gears? Have you really listened to it? Have you listened to Mermaid or Two, The Water God?
Right, well, that just came out of nowhere, right? Because, like, I'm just worried about mermaids murdering me, but now I have to worry about this water god.
I know.
It's fucking Poseidon.
It's terrifying. Right? Like, what's happening with that? What's the development in that case?
Yo no sé.
I have trouble understanding it. And, like, it terrifies me, but I know Death Clock's got my back. They're there right now. They've dealt with the water god. I don't have to live in fear anymore.
Well, I don't know.
What other band gives you that security?
I think you should still live in a healthy fear, because they have ascended and you have not.
That's true. I couldn't possibly survive this.
That is absolutely correct.
It's just greatness on a level I can't describe.
So is it time for Death Album 3 then?
I guess. I mean, I wasn't prepared for this. Were you prepared for this, Jeff?
No. Not at all. Especially right out of the gate.
Well, like, the song I Ejaculate Fire, like, again, Death Clock's not afraid to talk about the stuff that everyone else is afraid to talk about. Fire ejaculation is a big problem amongst the male population. And even, like, what is it, like 2% of the female population?
Yeah.
It's rough, and, like, you don't know when it's going to happen. You're just going to ejaculate fire. And, like, that's terrifying to live with, but, like, Death Clock presents it in such a way that's like, hey, guys, this is something that might happen to you. And they're warning us that, like, hey, Nathan's got that problem, too. How many times have you been with a lover and you've ejaculated and then they've just erupted in flames?
Well, see, that's why I keep a fire extinguisher next to the bed now.
Just in case, right?
Yeah, because I don't want that to happen. I mean, that's I applaud them for tackling these difficult social issues that most bands will not.
Right. Well, like, Trump's too afraid to talk to us about it.
Well, and Obama was for the last 8 years, too.
He really was. Like, I mean, just terrified. And, like, he knew, like, Obama knew that Death Clock was going to try to stop it. You know, like, Death Clock was going to unveil this issue, and he just tried to put a stop to it every time. And Trump's doing the same thing, which I thought he was supposed to be different. And honestly, like, I don't have a whole lot else to say, Joe. I mean, like, this band has enlightened me on a level that I never thought described. Like, in Isaac Asimov's Foundation series, they talk about a clown character. Or they call him the Mule, actually. And when you meet the Mule actually satisfies every part of your brain and makes you feel as if you are safe and secure and satisfies all of your needs mentally and physically. And Death Clock is that. Death Clock is the real life interpretation of the Mule. If you have Death Clock, you are invincible, friend.
What else do you need?
Not like Knob and Rick.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're like your sustenance. They're your protection. I mean, they nurture, they feed you, they protect you.
Absolutely.
I'm just hoping it's time to talk about the Clock Opera.
The Clock Opera is literally like, I mean, if I didn't believe it before.
Were you ready for a Death Clock Opera?
I wasn't, but now I feel like I've always been ready.
The Doomstar Requiem.
My God.
This isn't, like, rock opera. This isn't Queen.
No, this is fucking death metal opera.
This is fucking Death Clock. I've been holding this in this whole time. You got this epic fucking story. The rhythm guitarist gets kidnapped. Clearly, Squizgar doesn't care. He's totally okay with it, but the band has to go save Toki.
They must.
That's brotherhood right there.
It is.
But
it's,
they take
it's
it
unity.
So much further. There's this council of men that answer to some high-powered being that's wanting to kill Deathclock, but they can't kill Deathclock. I mean, it's supernatural. It actually does make you believe that the band has some type of godlike power.
Absolutely.
Now, here's my question. The person that plays the part of Clifford Ulfstein, he plays their personal assistant. Is that the actual guy?
Yeah, oh yeah. 100%. Like, this was a real problem.
So they spent time on this, making it as authentic as possible.
Well, yeah, because the fucking non-believers decided to get together and organize. And the bullshit that they pulled off, this kidnapping, this horse shit. Well, I mean, I think we all knew this was not going to stand. You can't as a band unite humanity in a unified brotherhood and expect this kind of shit to stand. I mean, there's repercussions for your actions.
So what's your favorite character in the Doomstar Requiem?
Well, I mean, oh fuck, that's difficult.
See, for me, Dr. Roxo the Rock and Roll Clown.
Well, he does cocaine. And he has no problem. He has no problem telling us that he does cocaine.
Yeah, I mean, honesty is a great virtue.
Right. He's the most honest character in the whole production.
Right. I mean, this was different. Like, I was expecting like pure death metal.
But what you got was a step beyond pure
right,
death
something,
metal.
Something that molested my soul.
Yeah. I see. I've always been a fan of the concept albums.
This is what you're asking for this whole time, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, they just showed you, like, yeah, Dream Theater.
Dude, listen to that fucker. Welcome for the Doomstar. Like, good God, man.
These guys are just...
It's too fucking good.
This is how you can tell that they've ascended and they are otherworldly. I mean, because a normal band could not do what they are doing and be able to, number one, bring out a fourth album instead of being a trilogy and be this fucking good. So they already break the mold there. And number two, they completely just go off into left field and fucking nail it. I mean, like, who does that? Deathclock does that.
Absolutely.
So I know we already talked about this. The only way that we could truly do this band justice would be to talk about them for the remainder of our existence. But for the purposes of this show, your final thoughts on Deathclock?
I can't. My final thought is that I'm dead.
Dan, what about you?
I'm dead too.
Well, I guess since everyone else in the room is dead, I'm going to say my only thought is listen to Deathclock. I don't have a final thought because I have already ended.
Rick and Nob, you didn't believe, and you can burn in hell.
So we got some listener feedback. We got a tweet regarding episode 53, Pig Destroyer.
Yeah.
This is from The Snowman. Hey, guys. So, Pig Destroyer... Yeah, don't let Dan be the dictator with the band picks anymore, okay? Thanks.
Fuck you, Brian.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
I'll wait till what Brian has to say about you on Facebook.
I know.
He says...
He's so two-faced.
He goes further to say it was like a bad car wreck, but with someone named Jennifer. Can't look away. You, sir, have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know, man. I think the whole, it's like you said, it's like a bad car wreck, and you know the person on the car wreck, and their name is Jennifer, and you can't look away, because that's kind of how I feel about that song.
Look away, Jeff, look away.
No, I can't. I can't help myself, man.
Look away, embrace it.
Also, yes. At Lesser of Two Evils, love these guys for a long time. I actually found Terrifier for $1 at an FYE that was closing. The next step is, of course, some
agoraphobic.
Agoraphobic nosebleed. You know, 101 tracks in 22 minutes. Good luck.
Oh, dude, that's fucking awesome.
That's like some ganglia. I'm all about that ganglia action.
Patreon, $1. Just saying.
That's right.
So in regards to episode 21, he is legend.
21.
AC, alt 1. Went through their catalog recently. I'm definitely on the side of no thanks to I Am Hollywood. Give me some of that Suck Out the Poison and It Hates You. Damn, I love those albums.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Recent two are okay.
But, no.
Sorry, bro.
I'm okay with the new one. I am okay with the new one. I'm not going to lie.
I love Suck Out the Poison, but I love everything after that, too.
Yeah, I know I'm the weird-ass weirdo. I Am Hollywood is the direction they should have stayed with. That's my personal opinion, but oh well.
Your wrong opinion.
I know. I get people
Close
telling me that all
Pantera,
the time.
Pantera, you fuck.
So thanks for the tweets, guys. Keep those coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
So are we done, guys? Did we
We're
make
done.
It through Death Clock?
We didn't
Somehow,
give our...
I mean, we have to commit suicide, but yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll figure that part out, right?
What about our listens of the week?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff, because for me personally,
uh-huh.
It's the Death album.
Yeah, Death album one for me as well.
It's Death album two for me.
Oh, damn. She didn't become a believer till later.
I didn't say that.
That's probably okay.
I mean, can we all agree that everybody should be listening to Death album three?
Every day.
All the fucking time.
Okay, so who's going to vouch for the Doomstar Requiem then?
We're already dead.
Well, yeah, we're dead. I can't.
So we've already done our part, is what you're saying.
We've done it.
Yes.
And on that note, this has been episode 57 of Discography Discussion. Thank you for listening. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Discuss Metal. Subscribe to our podcast everywhere you listen to podcasts, including Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher. Visit DiscussMetal.com for all things Discography Discussion. And please send questions and comments to DanAndJoeShow@gmail.com. If you are not a patron, you can become one at patreon.com/discussmetal. We have some sweet perks.